Al-Burhan says Sudanese forces shall remain in their positions in eastern Sudan until Ethiopian forces withdraw. He claims Sudanese forces have not taken any Ethiopian land, but instead they claim Sudanese territory that had been occupied illegally by Ethiopians for years. Al-Burhan insists the government would like to see something tangible that shows commitment from the Ethiopian government to resolve the border dispute.
We need to see a practical move, action, so that we can engage in demarcating and putting things along our border. After that, if there are farmers who want to come and farm in our land, they should come and consult with local authorities. And through contracts or rent, they are able to invest just like any other investor in Sudan.
Tensions have been running high along the Sudan-Ethiopia border ever since the land dispute erupted in January. The Sudanese government said its forces had taken control of Al-Fashaga border area after weeks of clashes with Ethiopian militia forces. The Ethiopian government has accused Sudan for taking advantage of its internal war in the Tigray region to enter Ethiopian territory, loot property, burn civilian camps and kill civilians. Sudan has categorically denied these accusations of atrocities committed inside Ethiopia. Al-Burhan blames Ethiopia for making a unilateral decision to operate the Grand Renaissance Dam, a move which he says has negatively affected Sudan in many ways.
Our water supply dried up, our supply of electricity was interrupted, and our people went thirsty when they decided to close their dam without consulting Sudan. We were not ready. Our local dams along the Nile have a very specific time for opening and closing. When we realized our people went thirsty, we decided to open our dams. And to make matters worse, they also decided to open their dams at the same time, which led to flooding, destruction, killing, and we were drowned.
Al-Burhan says Sudan and Ethiopia have had a strong relations for decades, and Sudan is not looking to wage any military confrontation with Ethiopia. He renewed the call of Sudan's transitional government for a peaceful settlement between Ethiopia, Sudan, and Egypt over the operation of the $5 billion Grand Renaissance Dam.
We don't deny the right of Ethiopia in managing its natural resources, but our rights and security should be considered as well. There are international agreements that control the use of water resources everywhere. We are committed to follow those agreements as Sudanese citizens, and we expect every country that shares with us the River Nile to do the same.
Al-Burhan admits that Sudan's differences with Ethiopia is coming at a time when the transitional government faces a number of internal and external challenges. He called on Sudanese forces to be vigilant, to defend the country when necessary, and to contribute in its development.
I need all of you to positively participate in building Sudan and defend it at all costs. We should be part and partial of the Sudanese society that feels every pain, joy, or any harm that could happen to them. We need you to stay with open eyes and minds to defend Sudanese territory.
Sudan, Ethiopia, and Egypt have failed to end their months-long dispute over the filling and operation of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. But all three countries have agreed to seek guidance from the African Union expert on the matter. So far, no solution has been recommended by the African Union. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.